Good evening. You're now listening to 102.5 The Tower. I'm Tom Fritchie. This is The Midnight Shift.
I don't think I should improvise, man. It's not like sitting at home, I can tell you that. It's not like playing at home by yourself.
Well, what can we do for you?
Okay. Welcome to the Midnight Shift, 102.5 The Tower. That last song is by Galaxy 500 called Snowstorm. For that, Billy Strayhorn's Passion Flower, and before that, Charles Mingus's Memories of You, which opened our set. This song is Romance d'Amour by Paul Desmond. Thank you.
sing that stand. Voices in the dark. I like day, you like night. Something lost. Something has been lost. That's like a curfew of a life. An inside curfew when the darkness tries.
That was Sun Ra, We Travel the Spaceways. Before that, Pseudocodes, The Silent Hour, and before that, Romance Day Amour by Paul Desmond. Seems kind of redundant. I mean, what other kind of romance is there? Romance de Comida. This is Cannonball Adderley, Autumn Leaves. ¶¶
Thank you.
those last three songs were Cannonball Adderley, Something Else, or From Something Else, Autumn Leaves, then Bud Powell, Just One of Those Things, and that last song was Thelonious Monk, Teo. This next song is by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, one of their later ones called Tritonus.
Thank you. remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
On what?
In July.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that. Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Could you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to...
He isn't thinking.
Wilson, can we just do one last...
Yeah?
It was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July...
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
So after the show...
No, you don't really mean every July.
It is. That's
but that's a bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. Too much directing around here. Norway. Fish fingers, Findus, Norway. We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Stangeland. Shit.
Fraction more on that shoals thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear, you see. This is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding. Because Findus frees the cod at sea and then add a crumb crisp coating. That's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good. Here under protest is beef burgers. We know a little place in the American far west where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes... This is a lot of shit, you know that. You want one more?
Yeah,
more on what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie-fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Well, you do this. It's impossible.
Orson, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
At the moment.
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
No, I think...
In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was.
You can't live worth it. No money is worth working.
Thank you.
right. That was Talking Heads, Life During Wartime. Before that, Perdido. Duke Ellington before that. Orson Welles swearing at people while he's trying to film a commercial for frozen peas. Before that, Tritonus by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, as I mentioned earlier. The Midnight Shift will be back in 5 minutes.